Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, dictating endoscopy report on Anne Dubois, date of birth 6/1/1966, date of procedure May 18, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, referring physician is Dr. Jose Benji. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, cold biopsy polypectomy, and hemoclip deployment times one. Indication is bloating, comma, heartburn, comma, early satiety, comma, colorectal cancer screening and surveillance, comma, change in bowel habits with constipation. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication, procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as monitor, all explained to the patient. Patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated, square anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia care. A well-lubricated lymphocytogastrocal was introduced into the esophagus and instant direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period, careful examinations made to the duodenum bulb. Second portion of the duodenum stomach, G-junction, esophagus, retroflex was obtained to the cardia, period, air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of scope. The patient side of the procedure well. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position as the rectal exam was normal, while lubricated lymphocytic colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced in direct version to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination was made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, sonic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. Retroflex 2 was obtained at the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score was graded as a 72-3-2, comma, good prep period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications findings. Mid upper endoscopy, the proximal mid esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line was mildly irregular at 37 centimeters from the bite block with evidence of LA grade A, ulcerative such esophagitis, comma, biopsies were obtained for further evaluation and histology. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema that was mild. Biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and were led H. pylori. Next line. There were three diminutive gastric body polyps, removable cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to Z2 portion. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation for celiac disease. Next line, the ampulla appeared unremarkable. Next line, plan. At colonoscopy. Next line, Boston bowel prep scores graded as 7, comma 2-3-2, comma good prep. 2-3-2, comma good prep. Next line. Tortuous colon. Next line. There was an approximately 12 millimeter flat cecal polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy in total. A hemoclip was deployed for good hemostasis. Next line. There was a diminutive sessile descending colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next time, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. And small, next line. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend PPI daily for 8 weeks. Next line, recommend NSAID avoidance as well as anti-reflux precautions were explained. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending pass. Next line. Follow-up in offices previously scheduled. Next line, recommend high fiber diet with good water intake as well as taking Miralax half capsule daily for constipation.